Scott Norwood always got a bum rap. I mean, I can understand criticism of a guy who misses a chip shot, 27, 28, 30-yard field goal the last second. I get it. I mean, that would be tough in and of itself, but I'd understand it more. Scott Norwood missed a 47-yard field goal wide right. All the flack he took, how hard was that for you, the team, to experience, and how did you rally to his side?
Well, yeah, okay, that's a great story. What people don't know is Scott was with us for two of our Super Bowls, the first two. And, yes, he missed that kick, and we lost the game, and I'll come back to it in a minute. But there were, during that season, six games that we won in the dying seconds when Scott kicked the winning field goal. Okay, back to the loss, the wide right, 47-yard field goal with just 8 seconds left to play. We arrived back in Buffalo, and when we arrived there, we were supposed to go back to our facility, and we had a final team meeting. But instead, the buses took us to downtown Buffalo into, golly, I can't remember the name of the square. We were ushered into a city hall building, out onto the balcony, and down below were 30,000 people welcoming us home after the loss and cheering the team, and wait till next year, they were chanting. And then they started to chant, "We want Scott. We want Scott. We want Scott." Scott stepped up. He's a rather quiet, soft-spoken guy. But he did say, he looked down, and he said, "You are the reason we will be going back to the Super Bowl next year." And in the following, and in both those Super Bowls we went to, as I may have said already, Scott kicked the winning points on the way to him in several games.
That's, I remember the city rallying around him. I also remember all those people saying, you know, how do you miss a field goal like that? It just always stunned me. The cool thing for us Canadians, Marv, is that after Scott left the Bills, Steve Christie, who's from the GTA, Oakville, came in and kicked for you guys and did a great job. What made Jim Kelly great?
What made Jim Kelly? Well, certainly his character, his raw ability, and his teammates, and a family. He was one of six brothers, several of them very good football players. He had great parents. I met them. But Jim Kelly, he had raw ability, but he was tougher than 47 miles of detour. He could bounce back. He had the greatest backup quarterback that ever played the game that helped push him forth in Frank Reich, now an outstanding coach at the Indianapolis Colts. But there were so many things. Jim Kelly had character. He's now a wonderful father and husband, still living in Buffalo. Funny thing, Jim had not wanted to be drafted. He went to school down at the University of Miami, even though he's from Pittsburgh. He had not wanted to go to pro football in Buffalo. He didn't like the weather, he said. And after about 10 years there, Jim Kelly said, "No one ever wants to come to Buffalo," he said. "And once they get here, no one ever wants to leave." He hasn't left. He's still there.